This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, it's your Pratt Pack with Just Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, and we have a lot to get to today, but I want to kind of set the stage here a little bit. So we're going to do oak tree pruning because that's a big ticket item. Just talking to my son about it the other day, he's got these massive oak trees. I said, look, won't be long. You're going to have to pick up the phone and give them a call at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Got to make sure you stay on top of that. But I want you to know, whatever you're dealing with right now, as you're waking up on this Sunday, and yes, winter has set in, and you're looking at these trees, and maybe you've got some damaged trees, and you want to get them out before we really get into the frozen tundra of the winter, I need you to call me right now, 866-391-1020, right now. Don't do anything else. Don't even go get that second cup of coffee. I want you to call me right now and talk about what type of tree it is, how bad of condition it is in, or maybe you just have this monster tree in your backyard that is so close to your house that it basically, well, is like touching your house. And that fear factor, especially after that snow that we got recently, when nobody expected it, came out of nowhere, and then the branches get even heavier, and the possibility of it doing damage to your house becomes more of a reality. You need to give us a call right now. And maybe you're looking at this tree right now out the kitchen window and saying, it just doesn't seem the same as it usually does this time of year when all the leaves fall to the ground. There's just something about the structure. I'm a little uneasy. Because the reason I want you to call me today, because getting it taken care of now before it ends up doing damage. And now remember, that tree in your yard falls on your neighbor's property, does damage there. That's your responsibility. But if you have any question about your trees or anything that is that landscape as far as your property is concerned and those trees that continue to be the beautifying aspect of your property and even the, well, I guess I have to say goodbye, as tough as it may be, something has been in the family since you moved there or something that you planted when your kids were small, this gives you a chance to get those questions answered right now. So you can make a call. I guarantee you we'll get you on the air before the hour is up because all of our lines are available. It is 866-391-1020. And something else that I asked Carlos, I said, look, you got to do me a favor. I want you to talk maybe how to select the right Christmas tree. You got the blue spruce, the Douglas fir, the Scotch pine, which has always been my favorite because it's kind of like teardrops, right? And it really is suitable for ornaments. What's the best way to select? What's the best way to preserve? And how do you know you're getting the biggest bang for your buck? So what you need to do, you simply pick up the phone, give us a call right now, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020 is the number to dial to be a part of the phone show. Now, again, for Greater Pitt Tree Service, very simple. It's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. You can call right now, leave your name and number, and where they can reach you, and they will get back to you first business day. So don't put it off. Pick up the phone, give them a call, 412-884-TREE, 8733. And again, if you have any tree-related question, especially these big trees, now that the winter is setting in and you have a chance to get in now before, say, middle of January, late January, then you roll into February where the ground is rock solid and in many cases they can't maybe do something. We get another massive snowstorm or something. It's better to be proactive and to get those trees removed now because, look, here's the thing you got to realize. It's the double whammy, as I like to call it. So the tree falls. It hits your house. It does damage. Then you have to not only get the tree removed, which isn't cheap because these are monsters. These are monstrosities that have been around for 80, 90, 100 plus years. So the roots run deep, even though they may have decayed and died. They got to excavate. They got to get all the power tools. They've got to get the people in there with the safety belts. They got to get up in the tree. And listen, it's a skill set. It's like a surgeon with a scalpel. A lot of multi-million dollars worth of equipment. People that are there that are paid highly well because they're good at what they do. You've got insurance companies that get involved. And now here's the other part of it if you put it off. You got a damaged roof. You got a couple of windows knocked out. Then you're really dealing with a whole nother scenario. So I can't stress this enough. If you have any questions, you're going to get a chance to phone in right now and do a little spot check with us on the radio. And Carlos is going to tell you whether or not it's a good thing or not to get it out of there, or at least come and check it out. And also, the great thing about Carlos, he understands the insurance and how it works. And like he has said many times, they don't make a lot of money by simply selling you a policy, right? Or paying back what something has happened to your house. They don't make money doing that. They make the money on selling policy after policy after policy and hoping nothing happens. So they're going to do everything that they can to take your money, but they're not going to do a whole lot when it comes to giving you money. So I think we've covered everything we need to cover. And now I can bring this gentleman who's a little hoarse today because he was up there at Cumberland cheering on the Central Catholic Vikings, who really played maybe one of the best overall teams in the history of Pennsylvania high school football, LaSalle College. And it's a high school, but there's a reason why they call it a college, because they got some studs on that team. So, Carlos, before we do anything, Coach Lehmeyer, great season. Vikings, tremendous season, had by one and all. Haven't won that state title since 2015 when my buddy Terry Totten was the coach. But they're getting close, and they had another great year winning the Whipple. But just give me some of your thoughts on that football game that you were in attendance to last night. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, we definitely had our work cut out for us. We had seen them in what's called Game Zero, which is kind of an exhibition game between teams from across the state. So we knew what they were about, and we got a chance at them again. They beat us in Game Zero, and we had a great season. The team matured. I mean, we have a great team. It's hard for me to think about a year that Central had a better team that I've known in a long time. So we had a great team. They had a great team. And look, we went at it head to head. They didn't dominate us. You know, they didn't run us out of the building. Our team played great. We fought to the end. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. And we just came out on the losing end of that game last night. But I mean, congrats to the team, the coaching staff. They put so much hard work into the season. The staff is great. The kids, you know, buy into everything. And it was just a great team to be a part of. And my son has one more year, and hopefully he can get it done with his class next year.
All right. Well, listen, you're a good dad, and you've still found time to take an hour out after a long weekend to spend a little time with us because you're passionate about what you do. We are going to take some calls. Oak Tree Pruning. Carlos just sent me some pictures. You know, one of the things that I alluded to, it's about being proactive. And if you think you may have an issue, now's the time to do it before the ground gets frozen and you guys get really backed up as far as appointments are concerned. But it's really so important to do something with Greater Pitt because of the millions of dollars worth of equipment. And I just saw some pictures you sent me, the trucks that you have and all of the high-skilled labor that you have and all of the different tools of the trade. I don't think the average person understand what goes into being a professional such as those who work with you and yourself for Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos.
Yes, it really resonates. I mean, we mostly work for the educated consumer. They do the research. They look at our website. They look at our Facebook page. They look at our Better Business Bureau reviews. We have an A+ on Better Business Bureau. And then when we actually come out to the job site and they really see it, then it really resonates. Like, wow, I made a great decision. This company's awesome. You know, the pictures I sent you, big corner house in Whitehall. All the neighbors are going to know who work for them. We make you look good because when we're out on the job site, a lot of the neighbors are like, wow, I wish I had hired them to do my tree. We did a tree job in Mount Lebanon, and across the street, a company just butchered this oak tree. I mean, they just stripped it bare, which is called lion tailing, which is a bad practice. So when we get out there with the trucks, they're all wrapped, our crew, you know, we have all the PPE, hard hats, and we put the cones around the job site. We just do everything right. Our first goal is always to keep our crew safe. So we're out on the road, so we want to protect our crew, and we cone off the area and put the signs up. And then the equipment we have, you know, a lot of times we like to keep the climbers out of the tree. So we have bucket trucks, tracked aerial lifts, cranes that we could hoist them up in the tree, and also access a lot of parts of the tree that a climber can't. So, you know, we have the equipment to really, really be thorough with these oak prunes. We can get up into these high areas of the canopy, 70, 80 feet up in the air, and get the dead and disease out of there, where sometimes it's not accessible by climbing it. So everything we come out and do, the customer really appreciates, and they're always blown away. And a lot of times I say, I know you want to give me more money, right? And, you know, joke with them, because they really are like, wow, you told me about it when you were selling us the job. And we got a pamphlet, and we go over a pamphlet with them, and we show them our equipment. And then, but once we're out on your property and you see it, you know, customers are just blown away, and we appreciate the positive feedback, because we work really hard to get that.
I got a lot of questions for him, and I'm sure you do too. This is one of our more popular topics because we're in the sweet spot of it, so we want to hear from you. Oak tree pruning, or anything in the way of trees, especially damage control, actually getting them out there before the worst thing happens. And as I mentioned, you get a double whammy to remove the tree, and then you got the house damage, and then you're dealing with the insurance company. So give us a call right now. Any questions you may have about that, or maybe oak tree pruning, which happens to be our topic of conversation, 866-391-1020, and their number, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, today on KDKA with your Pratt Pack.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, your Pratt Pack, I got you covered today. It's my man, Carlos, from Greater Pitt Tree Service. So we're going to talk about oak tree pruning or anything on your mind. Maybe even, he used to actually sell Christmas trees, so give you some pointers and some tips. Douglas fir, Scotch pine. We are going to help you navigate that too as well. So anything on your mind, give us a call, 866-391-1020. So once again, even though we are into that season, when is the best time to get this stuff done? Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, as far as pruning trees, you know, you usually want to start late fall and through the winter, early spring. The rule of thumb we go by is kind of Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day is when the trees are in their dormant cycle. So the sap stops flowing through the tree. You're not interrupting, you know, any of their growth cycle. It's a good time to get in there and get the dead and disease out, kind of thin out the center mass so we could get some more sunlight and wind passing through that canopy. Maybe take a few of the lower branches off and still staying inside the parameters of ANSI standards on proper pruning. So in any one pruning of a large oak tree or any oak tree, any size oak tree, elm tree, flowering tree, fruit bearing tree, you only really want to take up to about 25% of the existing mass off. You don't want to take more than that, because then you run the risk of kind of shocking the tree and putting it and kind of stressing it out, and then it overcompensates for that in its next growth cycle, and it gets a lot of the suckers coming off the main trunk, and it kind of looks a little unsightly, and the tree's, you know, kind of overcompensating for having too much taken off. So we're real careful with that. We explain it to the customer, because sometimes they're like, I want to take this large limb off over the house, and I want to take this large lead off over the driveway, and we might be putting a shed in over here. I need to take this portion off. And so we kind of tell them, like, look, we can do that, but we have to disclose to you and explain to you that, you know, you really should only take up to 25% mass off on any one trimming or pruning. So we're real careful with that, and we're real transparent, and, you know, the average homeowner might not know that. So we kind of explain to them, and they're like, oh, wow, okay, thank you for letting me know that. Like, we really want you on board, especially if we're pruning your oak tree, because guess what? You're going to be a repeat customer, you know, 5, 6, 7 years down the road. So we want to do it right. We want to come back on your property. I'm all about relationships to begin with. You know, I love forming new relationships. It's what I've built this company on. So we're really, really careful and guide the customer in that manner, so we come out with a great finished product. Your oak tree is going to look great when we're done with it. I'll guarantee that.
So Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, a question I've never asked, but it just came to mind. How soon do you start really pruning a oak tree? Say you plant it, how many years in before you need to start doing this on a semi-regular basis?
Yeah, I would say you want to let the tree grow like maybe 12 to 15 years before you decide, because oak trees are a very slow growing tree. So there's not going to be much material to take off it those first 10 years, let's say. So, you know, get it in the yard, get it growing. If you've just moved into the house and, you know, you have oak trees on the property, and you're unsure of the age of them or what they need, that's where Troy, our ISA certified arborist, comes into play. You know, he could come out there and say, you know, it's still a kind of a juvenile tree. You might not want to start trimming and pruning on it yet. Let it develop its canopy. Or, you know, you come on and say, yeah, it's at that stage where it's due for a nice pruning, because it's very beneficial what we do to these oak trees. It gives it a chance for the tree to not support that much growth for the next 4 to 6 years, and everything else becomes a lot healthier on the tree. And that's your goal with the oak trees, is to keep the upper crowns and the canopy healthy. You get that water, that growth flowing, you know, from the root system through the big trunk of the tree and supporting that big canopy of the oak tree. So it depends on, you know, how old the tree is and if it's been pruned recently. And those are all the things that we come out and assess when you call us.
All right. So let's talk about the Darth Vader in the room, oak wilt, and timing, why it's so important. Go ahead.
Yes, oak wilt. I mean, that's Mother Nature. You know, she controls it. You know, she puts things out there that you have to be knowledgeable about, that affect certain species of trees. There's the oak wilt attacking the oak wilt trees. There's the woolly adelgia on the attacking the hemlocks, and verticillium on the maple tree. So the oak wilt, it spreads a couple different ways, but the main way it spreads is usually through improper pruning or trimming or an open wound on the tree. A big limb comes off in July and the sap's coming out, and now these beetles are attracted to this sap, and they carry, and that's what starts the oak wilt disease process. And then once it has it, it could spread it through the root system to another oak tree. And it's kind of airborne and can spread through the root system to a neighboring oak tree. So sometimes oak tree wilt is in your neighborhood. Maybe your neighbor's tree has it and you don't want it to spread to your tree. So there's applications we can do to prevent that. So there's a lot involved in the oak wilt, and it happens pretty quick. Once the oak tree gets oak wilt, you're talking like in the next year, up to like 2 years before it runs its course and kind of runs through the whole tree and devastates it, where you have to remove the tree because now it's in a declining condition. It's a hazard. And those are the ones, like you spoke about at the beginning of the show, that the homeowner's insurance won't cover a claim if a tree has a disease or in a declining state or dead. So there's so many things you need to be aware of to protect your trees from these things. And then if it does, like the needle cast that's attacking the spruce trees, that's airborne, and there's nothing you can do to prevent your tree from getting it. It just, again, Mother Nature, we don't have an application to stave it off. So if you have these spruce trees on your property and they're browning up and they're looking brittle and they end up on your house, those are the claims that the homeowner's insurance won't cover. So there's so much involved on having trees on your property. And again, that's where we come in. We're very knowledgeable. I know a lot. Troy Lampenfeld, he knows more because he went to college for this and he's a ISA certified arborist. I learned it all in the streets the last 32 years, and Troy went to the classroom to learn it. So we're a great combination. We complement each other so well. And we, you know, sometimes both of us come out to your property and people are just blown away at the knowledge that we both kind of bring to the table when we come out there.
All right. Listen, so I had a busy week. I'm on 51 a couple of times this week and I'm like, hey, I know that guy. I know that guy. I love seeing those trucks out there, buddy. I love seeing those trucks out there. All right. Let me get a break. I do. I'll tell you, I like what they do. I like these folks. Troy's so incredibly smart. Love having him on, but we always appreciate our time with the Greenfield kid himself. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. When we come back, we're going to Bethel Park to talk to Carol. Anybody, oak tree pruning and more, get on the lines. It's 866-391-1020. One more show before the end of the year. That's 2 weeks from today. So if you have a question for Carlos, give us a call right now. Your Pratt Pack, KDKA.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, little hometown stuff before we get to Carol and Bethel Park and others who are waiting. Greenfield, I see Michael Bartley was there. I know you were there. The big holiday parade. Talk about it. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, what an amazing an event that we're a part of in Greenfield every year for a long time, and the whole community gets together. It's a long parade. It starts at the top of Greenfield Avenue and whittles all the way down Greenfield Avenue to the bottom of Greenfield Avenue and ends at Kanye's Funeral Home, a staple in our neighborhood. And we just lost the owner, Ed Kanye, and his son, Little Ed, is taking over. And they've sponsored so many things in the neighborhood for years, all the Little League and football teams and parades and banquets, anything, you name it. So they kind of set the bar, and we like to kind of do our part as well, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We had our truck in the parade and sponsorship in the program. So yeah, it was a great event. It was a great night. So crowded too. I mean, so many people come out for it. And of course, Michael Bartley, KDK guy, who just got the Man of the Year award in Greenfield, was on the parade route. So it was just, it's just great to be out in the community, and it's where I grew up. So, you know, I see all the hometown guys and people I don't see all the time anymore. My mom still lives in the house that we grew up in Greenfield, so I still have a lot of ties to the neighborhood. And it was where I learned, you know, how to form relationships and how to give back and how to share the wealth and take care of your neighbor. And it's just formed me into the person that I am. And I built the company around those premises, and that's why I've been successful, because I care about the communities. I care about the people. I care about your trees on your property. I care about that diner in your neighborhood that I'm going to buy, you know, 10 lunches from. And sometimes I walk in and they're like, "You want 10 of what? How many?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got a big crew out here doing a oak tree pruner removal in your neighborhood. And I looked up the local eateries and I want to support you." So people just really respond to that, excuse me, really well. And I just enjoy being a part of Pittsburgh and part of the communities that surround it.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go to Carol, Bethel Park. Carol, thanks so much for holding on. How can we help you? Good morning.
Good Sunday, Rob and Carlos. We have a huge, rather healthy pin oak tree in our front yard. And on a previous show, you were talking about, I guess, soil that does not allow the rainwater to get to the roots, and then that can affect the health of the pin oak tree. I don't recall what it was, so I was reaching out to you to learn about it.
Yes, great question. I appreciate that. And it's called a root collar excavation. And what we do is we come out with a big air compressor and we hook it up to an air spade, and it blows, you know, high pressure air around the root system, around the vicinity, you know, probably like a 5 or 6 foot circumference area around the base of the tree. And we decompact all that hard pressed soil that prevents a lot of the rainwater from seeping through it. Because again, the oak trees pull their growth really slow. So when they're not getting all that water, it becomes a little bit of a problem, and it becomes difficult for that tree to support its big canopy. So we decompact all that soil. Yep. We lay like a nice, fresh, loose area of new mulch and soil with a lot of minerals in it that benefits the oak tree. And it adds a lot of longevity to this tree. It's a great application. We're out there doing it now. It's something you can get on board for now, or maybe next season, or early spring if you're interested. And we send Troy out. He kind of determines if it's the soil is really hard and decompacted or compacted, and if it's necessary to do that application. So if you Bethel Park, that's our wheelhouse. You know, give us a call. We can get Troy out there and take a look at it for you, Carol.
But it's a monster of a tree. We have had it trimmed back several times, so it appears to be healthy. But I do think that treatment would be a good thing for the tree to keep it up and steady.
Yeah, I could tell you this. It won't be harmful. It can only be beneficial to the tree. And it sounds like, you know, you've put a lot of money into this tree, so you like the tree and you want to keep it around. So this is just a great application that complements all the trimming and pruning you've done over the years. So I would highly recommend it. It's very affordable. When Troy comes out, he pretty much spends the whole day there. It's a 1 or sometimes 2 day process to get all that soil off around the tree and then bring in all the new stuff. And depending on the access, it could be a little bit laborious, but it's going to be done right and it's going to benefit the tree a lot.
Okay, I appreciate the explanation, and I know my husband will like the word affordable. Have a good day.
Everybody likes that A word.
All right, listen, here's the question. I just thought of this when we were talking earlier. You realize you call somebody who's fly by night, who's not a professional, and you got this tree that's 20, 30, 40 years old that really is a big part of your home. I mean, it's the reason why your home has some value to it. and somebody comes in and slices and dices, they kill this thing. They not only kill memories, a lot of money because of the property value, but also something that took, as you said, they're very slow growers, nurturing, loving, watching grow as your family grows. And all of a sudden, in one fell swoop, you make the wrong call, get somebody in there who really doesn't know what they're doing. That tree's gone. And then you got to have somebody come in and remove it. So you really need to deal with like Greater Pitt Tree Service, professionals, certified arborists, Troy, yourself, your crew. People need to be like buyer beware, correct?
Yes. I mean, there's so many tools out there for you to kind of, you know, do the investigation on a company, look them up on Better Business Bureau, you know, see what their rating is, see what their reviews say, look them up on Google. You know, if you don't utilize all that because it's free, shame on you. And look, you got what you paid for. I don't feel sorry for you. You know, sometimes we come out and we fix that. Actually, that pictures I sent you on that oak tree in Whitehall the other day, somebody really screwed those trees up, and we had to come out and be very careful on what we were doing on these trees because they were stripped down. They were under stress. They had a lot of dead and disease still in them that could attract the oak wilt disease, again, because the oak wilt disease is airborne. So now the tree's immune system basically is kind of weakened from an improper pruning or trimming or just a hack job, which a lot of times that's what we're out there doing, fixing somebody's mistake. And now it's cost this customer twice as much because they paid somebody that wasn't as knowledgeable, you know, to come out and do more harm than good. And then they got to pay us to fix that. So, you know, don't be penny wise, dollar foolish. Let your decision you make be based on the value that's attached to a price. Sometimes people get a price, there's no value. They don't have the proper insurance. They don't have any ratings on the Better Business Bureau, you know, and you see maybe they got bad, a 2-star rating on Google, but you decide to use them anyways because of the price. Look, that's on you. So I can't stress it enough. You know, you're always going to get what you pay for in life. Everybody's old enough to know that we're out there working for. And just give us a chance and hear us out. Sometimes we tell people if they're getting several estimates, gather the information, get the estimates, meet with the company, and then at the end of the day or a couple of days when you're ready to make your decision, flip the estimates over and don't look at the price and just write the name of that company and make your decision based on who you think will do the best job. Forget about the price. You know, we're going to be competitive. We might not be the cheapest. We try not to be the most expensive, but you're going to get a great finished product from us when we're done. And if that's what you're looking for, you've made a right decision. You've picked the right company. You've made an educated decision based on the value attached to the pricing that you're getting.
Well, and the last thing before we go to a break, you don't want to do this stuff yourself. You got to go 50, 60 feet in the air thinking you're going to save a few bucks. You end up taking a fall. You're out of work for 3 months. You're paying doctor bills. So when these oak trees, especially because of the size of them and what you have to do to maneuver and not having the right equipment, you just don't grab a chainsaw and start, you know, going from branch to branch. I don't care how young you are. This isn't something you're skilled in. I don't think anybody should attempt to go 50, 60 feet in the air with a chainsaw. That's my opinion. Go ahead.
I mean, you hit that right on the nose. If you're not knowledgeable and you don't have the skill, you know, to do that, then call the professional. I always tell people, like, look, I don't know, maybe if you're going to paint a bathroom or refinish a hardwood floor, or install an appliance, like, yeah, maybe take that task on, you know, the average homeowner. Nobody gets killed, you know, painting a bathroom. So, you know, what we do with the tree work, it's very dangerous. People get hurt and killed every day doing it. And it's just time to give a good football analogy. Just punt the ball. Let's you know, live to fight another series. You know, call the professional and get us in there or a company in your area to come out and live to fight that other day.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 866-391-1020. We're going to come back. We got lots more to get to. Stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack, Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, one more segment. He is Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Here's Barb and Moon. Go ahead, Barb.
Hey, hi, good morning. We received a notification from Duquesne Light Company. They'd left a sign on our door that they're to notify us they're going to prune our oak tree in 2026. We have a beautiful, large oak tree, and I'm really concerned with what that's going to mean. I don't want this tree hacked.
Yes, they're not going to prune it. They're going to side strip it and get 15 feet of clearance from the uninsulated energized lines that are near that tree. They're not going to prune and thin out and deadwood the whole tree like we do when we come out. We do kind of what's called a full detail on your oak tree. We get some maybe lower branches or limbs off that are drooping downward or parallel to the ground. We get all the dead and disease out of the tree. We thin out the center canopy a little bit to allow some more wind and sunlight passing through. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to be in a production pruning phase. Your tree is probably one of many in that area that they're going to sweep through, and it might be an oak tree, it might be a maple, it might be a cherry, and it might be scheduled at the wrong time of year. And we kind of get a lot of calls from homeowners that Duquesne Light or West Penn Power sent their subcontractors out. And, you know, they were there in June and they're coming through your street. They're not going to bypass your oak. They're not going to come back in the oak prune season to do it. So there's a lot involved in that. And it's an uphill battle to kind of have them not do the tree, although you can. Just you got to kind of dig in and do the proper, get the proper things done to kind of tell them, I'm going to have someone else do it. We have our EHAP certification, so where their subcontractors are going to come in and be able to work within 15 feet of those energized lines, we can do that too. Because the power company owns the airspace 15 feet from the energized lines, uninsulated energized lines. So to be within that 15 feet, you need the EHAP certification, and our climbers have that. So we could come out and look at it and maybe get it done properly and see what else the tree needs, because they're not concerned with any other portion of that tree other than what's within the 15 feet of their line clearance.
I understand. That is a concern. I actually did leave my name and number at your office, so I'm looking forward to talking to you folks to get this done properly.
Okay, great. Yeah, Stephanie will probably give you a call back Monday when she's in the office, and we'll get Troy out there and take a look at it and get out there before the power company and get that clearance for them, and then they'll pretty much just bypass your tree. You know, their reasoning, you know, they say, and it's an age-old discussion and controversy with this type of instance, and they say, look, do you want electricity or do you want your tree branches? Like, because the tree branches that are near those uninsulated energized lines, if they touch those, you know, can arc the power and blow out a transformer and take your power out, and then it's a whole nother issue. So, you know, it's kind of a tough circumstance, but we'll love to come out and take a look at it and get ahead of it for you and save that oak tree, because a lot of times it could be the difference in that tree, you know, dying off in another year or two if it's done improperly.
I understand. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Carol. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call. All right. Before I let you go, you used to sell Christmas trees, and this is like the big weekend and next. By the time you get back, pretty much everybody will have their Christmas tree. So how do you know and how do you check for freshness when it comes to getting a Christmas tree, Carlos?
Yeah, boy, I miss selling the Christmas trees. That was fun. I was a lot younger and more had a lot more energy. It's time consuming, you know, setting your lot up every day and packing it down at the end of the night and being there throughout the day. But it was great doing it. I didn't make $1 million off it. It spawned a lot of relationships, which I'm all about. And the selection, you know, it's pretty vast. You know, you could get Scotch pine, Colorado spruce, the Douglas fir, the Fraser fir, Scotch pine. You know, we would have a kind of a whole selection there. And it kind of, at the end of the day, evened out. Everybody has their preference, and some of them smell different. You know, the Scotch pine, those are the ones that really smell like Christmas. I think they're the long, soft needle Christmas trees, you know, just your whole house is going to smell like Christmas for that 2 to 3 weeks you're going to have it in your house.
Well, so, but how do you know if it's fresh or not? How do you know what I mean? Okay. The needles falling, what do you do?
Yeah, I recommend not going to like a Home Depot or Walmart now that are selling the Christmas trees. Go to somebody that has a stand set up, because one, they're going to put a fresh cut on it. The bottom of the tree, you know, when it was cut down from the farm, it's going to start to heal over that. So if you take it home and you put it in water, it's going to prevent a lot of the water from keeping that tree alive in your house. Because if the tree dies in your house, now it's a fire hazard. You know, it becomes really brittle, and a lot of, you know, fires around Christmas trees happen because of the warm lights on the tree and the tree's not getting water. So go to a local stand, they'll put a fresh cut on it. That way when you put it in your stand, it's going to suck the water up through it and keep it alive for those couple weeks you're going to have it in your house. And then you could always, you know, grab the tree and shake it and see if a lot of needles are staying on or falling off. And, you know, you obviously don't want to pick one that has a lot of brown needles on it, which they shouldn't. They should be pretty fresh, because they were freshly cut. We used to drive up to Indiana, PA, and they would cut them on site, and we'd drive our truck through, and as soon as they were cutting them, they were loading them on our trucks. So, yeah, it's fun to see what people kind of select and the height. You know, you got to make sure the height's going to fit in your room and not be too tall for that ceiling. So there's a little bit involved in it. And, you know, if you see a stand that you've driven by for years, they're going to be knowledgeable. Stop there. Support them. They're small business owners. They're not out there making $1 million. They're out there serving the community, giving you a good product. And they're going to be more knowledgeable than kind of the box stores sell them, because they want you in there buying a drill or a hammer or drywall. So it's more like a get you in the door type of deal. And it was frustrating because they would sell them a little cheaper, but you don't get that fresh cut on it. You don't get it tied down on your car, which that's an important part of it too. You know, if you're buying it and you're tying it on yourself and you put a bad knot on it, guess where it's going to end up? In somebody's windshield when you're taking it home instead of your living room.
Well, so, and the last thing, you got to measure the height and width. So make sure it fits the room that you're going to take it to, because the last thing you want to do is bring a tree that's 2 feet taller than your ceiling in your home. So put a little thought process into it. Carlos, you're the best, man. I know it was a short turnaround for you. Tough loss, but a great season. And he's got one more year, and I'm sure Coach Lehmeyer, after a couple of well-deserved days off, maybe a week or two, they'll be right back at it. So very proud to promote Central Catholic and always enjoy my time with you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he goes. All right, stay tuned. That news coming up next, and then we're back with Accurate Solutions. And then I roll into the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. We have a lot to get to, including the college football playoff picture, which will be very clear a little bit later today. So stay with us. This is KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.